Tonight's learning is sponsored by Jennifer and Ronnie Aronoff in memory of David Ben Zisha, Zichrono Levracha, and by Banji and Ari Gantro in memory of Ari's grandfather, Moshe Zalman, by Menachem Mendel Yitzchak, Zichrono Levracha. We were discussing this week whether one can use matzah for Lecha Mishnah during this month preceding the holiday of Pesach. Many have the custom to desist from eating matzah all the way from Purim till Pesach. That's my personal family minhag, or perhaps from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is coming up soon. And the question was, assuming that you do not eat matzah, are you allowed to use it as your second loaf for the purposes of Lecha Mishnah? We began our discussion yesterday with a discussion in the poskim, the later poskim, that appears surrounding Simon Reish Ayin Dalet of Orach Chaim, which is the simon that discusses this obligation of Lecha Mishnah, discussion surrounding whether or not one can use different types of bread in scenarios where you can't eat the bread. What if the bread is not kosher? Ma'achalos asura. So there we said you can't use it for Lecha Mishnah. But what about a scenario where you have a chumrah not to eat it? What about a scenario where it's perfectly kosher but it's frozen? We saw there's a machlokas there between the Minchas Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah and Arbach. What about a scenario where it's perfectly kosher but it doesn't belong to you? So you can't eat it. There's an isser to eat it because of gezel. But in terms of the bread itself, it's a perfectly kosher loaf of bread. That too is a suffix for Rosh Hashanah and Arbach. So what is the halacha pertaining to matzah? So I mentioned yesterday that the footnotes in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah have a discussion of this. It's the same footnote. It's footnote 1 in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet. Again, it's a rather nicely organized and comprehensive footnote where they quote in Igeres, a letter of the Chazon Ish, regarding the question of Erev Pesach Shechalias Shabbos. Erev Pesach does not frequently come out on Shabbos, but it does happen. It happened last year, right? I think it happened last year. So what happens in a scenario where, forget about the month before Pesach, but it's literally Erev Pesach, and you need Lecha Mishnah for Shabbos, can you use matzah? Now in Erev Pesach, it's not just a minhag to stop earlier, there's actually an Isur, there's a prohibition that's mentioned by the Yerushalmi of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Are you allowed to use it for Lecha Mishnah in that scenario? So they quote from the Chazon Ish in Kovetz Igros, Chelak Aleph, Simon Kofei Ches, the Chazon Ish held that you are still allowed to use matzah on Erev Pesach despite the prohibition of eating that matzah. The Chazon Ish notes that there's just a basic pressure and counter pressure. On the one hand, you want to fulfill Lecha Mishnah, but you also don't want to have so much chametz lying around on Erev Pesach Shechalias Shabbos. You got to start getting ready for the starim that are that night. So he says, better not to have two loaves of chametz. Better to just use one loaf of chametz that you're going to eat for your meal, and have the other one have matzah serve as the second loaf. And he says, even though it's not ideal because it's usher to eat, he says you can be mitzareit the matzah to Lecha Mishnah. They quote from the Stipler Gaon, who would say that you should wrap the matzah in a plastic bag, in plastic wrap in that scenario, just to avoid the contact with the chametz. There is a halacha that, ordinarily speaking, it's best to be holding both loaves of bread in your hands directly rather than wrapped in some kind of plastic or foil or something like that. That is not a halacha pertaining to Lecha Mishnah. It's a halacha pertaining to Betziyas HaPas in general, to Birchas HaMotzi. You're supposed to have all 10 of your fingers on the Lechem. It's a very strange halacha because the bracha of HaMotzi Lechem in Aretz has 10 words, so you're supposed to have all 10 fingers. We don't usually count the words in a bracha and learn halachos from it, but this is an exception we do. So you're really supposed to ideally have both loaves of bread in your hands directly when you're making motzi. But technically speaking, you'd still be Yotzi your Lecha Mishnah if it was in a plastic wrap, and in a case where there's a counter pressure, like on Erev Pesach Shechalias Shabbos, because you don't want your matzah to be covered in crumbs of chametz, he says you should wrap it in plastic and you should hold it together. Now again, all of this goes back to the question that we were discussing yesterday regarding different types of isurim. Perhaps, and this is not explicit here, and we could look back at the Igros of the Chazon Ish, but just reflecting logically on this psak halacha, one can wonder what is the nature of this prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. And I alluded to the fact that we will discuss this further in the future last night. But one can ask, on Erev Pesach, do we consider matzah to be what we would call ma'achalos asuros? Is it that the matzah itself is usur, the same way chametz is usur on Pesach, the same way chazer is usur all year round? Is it that matzah is usur? Or no, the matzah is perfectly kosher, but you are supposed to desist from eating the matzah in order, most logically, to somehow better facilitate your mitzvah of achilas matzah that evening. And it's quite conceivable that if we take the latter approach, it should be comparable to a case where you have a loaf of bread that's perfectly kosher, it just doesn't belong to you. There's an impediment for you to eat that loaf of bread, but it is perfectly kosher. As we saw, some would say that counts for Lecha Mishnah. And perhaps the logic is similar in this scenario, that even though there's a personal prohibition for you to eat it, that doesn't impact the quality of the matzah itself, and as a result, it can be used for Lecha Mishnah. Now, of course, that whole discussion is pertaining to Erev Pesach, and even there, the Chazon Ish would allow you to use matzah for lechem mishnah. We saw last night that according to the Prima Gadim, if you have something that's only asur because of chumrah, and presumably I think this should fit into a similar category where it's a minog not to eat it, it's not a strict halacha that says you're not allowed to eat it. The Prima Gadim held that you can use something for lechem mishnah. You ordinarily don't eat pas palter, you only have pas Yisrael, but you have pas palter available, you can use it for your second loaf because it's a personal chumrah, or it's api chumrah or minog rather than strict bottom line halacha, and it appears to me that the same psak should apply here. So lechatchila, I would tell you, if you have two loaves of challah, certainly better to use them. Part of the mitzvah of lechem mishnah and betzias apas is, as we've been highlighting, the ability to eat the lechem, and that's certainly the lechatchila. But in a bidiyavit circumstance, where one only has one loaf of challah, halacha lemaisa, even if one is not eating matzah in the month preceding Pesach, one would be able to use it to be mitzarif as a second loaf for lechem mishnah.